Jim Vera teaches government at Oswego East High School. He often has his students, mostly sophomores, stand in all four corners of the classroom. The corners are marked agree, disagree, strongly agree, and strongly disagree. He starts small. Do we have a good sports program here? They all pick a corner. Then the debate escalates until eventually they're discussing topics like, is it okay to burn the American flag? This is one of the four mandatory components of the civics class. The others are government institutions, service learning, and simulations. The flag burning conversation is part of the current and controversial issues, which I'm sure you could have guessed.
Like, I always tell our younger teachers that, you know, if you see something's going bad, don't be afraid of it, but like, give a kid a voice, but like, don't be afraid to challenge the kid. Okay, well, where is your information on that from?
Vera acknowledges that these conversations can be hard. For students, yes, but also their teachers, who don't want to be called into the principal's office because of a complaint from a parent that their kid is talking about burning flags in class. That's happened to Vera in the past, too.
Doing an activity like the Four Corners kind of allows a kid, that quiet kid that maybe has strong feeling on something, but doesn't necessarily want to speak out on it. At least in that way, they feel like they still have a voice.
Members of the first class affected by the 2015 high school measure are going to be seniors this year. And since many schools offer civics as a senior course, a lot of students across the state will be taking it for the first time soon. And that's just in time for all of them to turn 18 before the presidential election next year. Vera says for both high school and middle school civics, it's smart to keep things as local as possible, especially for those service learning projects. Vera's students have talked to village and school board members about installing lights at intersections and changing backpack rules at their own school.
I think the most important part of those projects is like the research and finding out who to go to. You know, I don't write a letter to the president when you want to get a stoplight put in.
After the high school civics mandate passed, regional mentor teachers, including Vera, went to Springfield for training with the News Literacy Project.
Information is the most basic ingredient of civics.
That's Peter Adams. He's the Senior Vice President of Education at the News Literacy Project, and he also is the one that helped train those teachers.
You know, it's daunting. I mean, we're all sort of grappling with the largest and most complex information landscape in human history, and that's incredibly daunting for the young people who are inheriting that landscape, but it's also daunting for educators who are trying to teach them about it.
For the project, it's not just about high school and middle school kids being able to identify what is and is not a credible source, although that is important, especially on social media. Adam says it's also about understanding why a post is in your feed at all.
Even though, you know, they may not have smartphones at those younger grades, by middle school, they certainly do.
John Silva is a news literacy and civics team leader for the project. He also taught civics for over a decade at Chicago Public Schools.
And it's at that age where they are much more curious about the world, but they're also at a developmental age where they're not able to quite so easily recognize when they're being manipulated by misinformation or propaganda or conspiracy theories.
So Adam says the organization wants to help students unlock the architecture of these social platforms to see if they can see who's behind a questionable post and if they can report them.
So for example, on Pinterest, you can report posts or pins as medical misinformation, which is a very specific, but I think very important possibility there, that there's a label for that.
Silva says once young students have the tools to maneuver the social media information minefield, then they can move forward into civil discourse. Jim Vera over at Oswego East agrees it's important to build confidence for kids as young as middle school in those arenas.
In a lot of ways, the younger kids are able to like handle those concepts better than things like memorizing the chain of command for the executive branch.
If signed by the governor, the plan for middle school civics would go into effect in the 2020-21 school year. I'm Peter Medlin.